What'd you buy?
Wait, let's stop. Record. Oh,
we've been recording, so great job on that.
Great.
Way to ruin it. Yeah.
How to ruin.
Yeah, nice job.
This is what, our 112th episode probably?
No, not quite that.
150.
All right, well, in and around there. And yeah. Greg yet still doesn't actually know that we record them.
Yeah.
I never know what we're doing.
What's with this table?
I don't know. It's never been a problem.
You know what?
It does sound like we're on a ship.
I'm over it. We're getting a studio. It's about high time that we...
Brian, we're not getting a
amp
studio.
Amp it up.
Yeah.
And get into it.
Just stop.
Do we?
Put your
I know.
Elbows
I see,
on
now
the
I'm
table.
Trying.
Now you're
it.
Trying to make
I'm
the
I'm trying
noise.
To make it.
Right. Yeah.
And is there a studio?
Raise the mainsails!
You can't,
I can't
even
do it.
It.
I can't do it on my side. You have to do it over there.
Okay. You're the Foley guy. So lift up. Action.
Raise the mainsails.
What? Now it doesn't work.
Jesus, Foley man. Come on.
Not
it,
even.
It's not.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh well.
That's
whatever.
How
mainsails are up.
What kind of car did you get? Do you mind if my leg is?
Wait, we already.
Yours?
You know, I don't mind.
I hate that. Right? Like you're sitting next to a guy and you're. Hands are touching or your legs are touching for some reason.
Can we, wait, can we slow down?
You hate it?
Your hands are touching?
Yes, I hate it. And sometimes, yes, your hands are touching.
Like they're clasped, intertwined?
They're hooked in together? They're
like you are...
It's like you're holding someone's hand.
Reading
like
their
are.
Palm. But it's a guy.
No, where you're just like, I don't know why.
That
no,
is,
your hands
you just,
never...
Okay, so Greg just tried to simulate this.
Your hands would never...
And it's the most awkward thing
clearly,
it would never
yeah,
happen.
It never would happen.
I don't know what
never
case
mind.
That accidentally happened.
I know, mind. Unless you were trying to, like, stuff a bunch of people in
do
a
you guys
telephone
notice,
booth.
No. Do you guys notice that my legs are so long that I can't actually sit facing a table? I usually sit with my legs facing away, and
do you,
I have
do
to...
you end up cramping
yeah.
at the table that way, too?
Because
I would imagine that you'd get, like...
Yeah, it's like a full twist. See? I'm, like, twisted.
You totally are. Well, anyway, look, we've already paused. Mm-hmm. Ruined the flow of Brian's story.
I could pick up where I left off.
Rather than do that, why don't you introduce the show?
Uh-huh. What show? Oh, yeah. This show.
Yeah, we're actually recording.
Feels like it's been a long time.
Since we started recording? Oh, yes, that would be accurate.
It's true.
And since we did one of these shows.
We're getting a studio.
No, just introduce the show.
Okay.
And stop pressing the table.
I'm not pressing it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Great.
Yes! Yes. Oh my gosh.
My name is Brian Gerard. I am alongside Gregory Hoyt.
And the table.
Oh, maybe that helped. It kind of shifted. Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What was your name? Did you introduce yourself?
I always put myself first.
Of course.
What's new?
I think that's the way you should approach life, right? Like, you have to put yourself first because ultimately you're the...
Maybe that's the Greg Hoyt philosophy.
No, I'm just asking. I'm putting it out there. Isn't that basically everyone's thing?
No.
Well, you don't want to
survive.
You don't want to ignore people, other people that are out there.
Of
but
course.
You want to make sure that your needs are met.
You want to make sure that you're alive.
You don't want to ignore yourself. I think that's the better way of looking at it.
You should eat before you feed others.
Right, because otherwise you're nowhere.
Yeah, you should definitely strap...
You'll be dead, and then you won't be able to help
that's
any
what I'm
others.
Saying. That's
you
what
should
I'm
strap
saying.
Your seatbelt on first before you help an infant.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, yeah.
That's
and the mask, the yeah. oxygen mask that comes down from the ceiling
okay.
when the planes fly.
So we're in agreement.
You should complete first and then maybe take care of your partner. Complete. Orgasmically, I mean. Hey-o. Singer.
No,
you
can't
complete,
say I, yeah.
I'd spit all over the place.
Yeah.
See, my juices get flowing even talking about completion.
Yeah.
Well,
no. Look, that is completely wrong. We
you
got
to make it happen for your lady
potato
first.
Potato, tomato.
Mm-mm.
Brian, let's talk about something you can talk about.
Yes.
Articulately, hopefully. Maybe
articulately?
Not. Yeah, articulately.
Oh, boy. Hey, you've got a little Brian Gerard in it.
Why
tonight.
Do I need to talk articulately?
Okay.
You
bought
there.
A car?
I bought a car.
So?
Yeah.
How long has it been? How long did it take you to get a car?
It has been, let's see, today is what,
June 1st, 2012.
It's been 378 days.
It's how do you know the date count?
378 days.
Since I've had a car.
Wow.
Because the day that he got smoked in the car was a very traumatic day for you. You were very rattled. Yeah. I remember.
So I don't know if we talked about that on the show.
It's been a year and 13 days. So that's 300.
We can now talk about it. That's how timely we are. So what happened as to, you know, why don't you have your old car?
Well, we and all know.
Yeah.
Our viewers certainly know. Yeah. Certainly those who have been listening for a while.
Yep.
Know
all
that
the
I had
ladies a, that have been listening.
Yep. I had a love affair with the car I was driving. It was a car I loved in high school, and I went and bought it, and I enjoyed driving it around. Had it for about 5 years.
What was her name?
Her name was the Fair Lady.
Mm-hmm. The Fair Lady. It was a little Nissan. Right?
A little 300Z. Nissan 300Z, Fair Lady.
Quad exhaust.
Oh, she was amazing.
She was grump.
She growled.
You could hear that grumble. Thing. Idling.
You could not really have conversations inside her because she was so loud.
Well, that's not totally true.
On the highway?
Just not a lot of conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I ever...
subdued.
Maybe I did get a ride in it once.
Only once?
Man,
probably only once.
I love that car. I still miss it. I'll always miss it.
So what happened?
I was going
you were driving
I was
recklessly?
Driving, no, I got T-boned by an 80-year-old man. Full teabag. Now, let me tell you something. I feel like we have discussed this.
You got teabagged by an 80-year-old man.
Because I think I went on a rant of how people out of a certain age should have to go and retake their license.
Yeah, you're right. We have talked about that.
We have?
And the guy's Prius blew up like it was a piece of confetti.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
But he was fine. He survived.
Wait,
let
me take
that
again.
Cars now.
His car didn't blow up like it was a piece of confetti. His car blew up like he was...
like one of those confetti egg.
Or a confetti egg.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Because that's the right way of saying it.
Sure.
A single piece of confetti does not explode.
Right. It does not. Generally not.
But unless, that's why he survived, because cars are meant to
disperse
the
Cars are made to do
energy.
That now, not to
take
survive
the
crash.
Like Brian's car did.
My car was a 1994 and all metal, and it just took the impact, hence totaled.
Wow.
Although he was totaled as well.
Yeah.
He must have been. His car was
Were you
smashed.
Injured from this?
I had a little neck whiplash.
Yeah.
But for the most part, luckily, no.
So how long did it take for... What was one of the reasons why it took so long to buy the new car? Because of the amount of time it took for you to get money from this incident?
That was 100% the reason. And, well, A, I'm broke. I don't have a lot of money. So it's not like I could just...
He finally admitted it, didn't he?
Wasn't like...
First step in Fight Club is admitting you're in Fight Club.
Yep, that's the first step to everyone.
So I didn't really have a bunch of spare cash and be like, oh, I don't have a car anymore. Let me just go buy another one. So I couldn't do that. So I waited, and I finally, just a few weeks ago, finally got money in for it. And
it's unbelievable how long it takes.
It took about a year.
And it's litigation.
Litigation.
What are you doing? What is this passing around the table?
Litigation and bureaucracy.
Because you have to sue. Mm-hmm. You have to sue the other company in order to get the funds.
They will not
like,
give it otherwise.
They won't.
Because they're not going to just do the right thing.
No.
It's all built in. And the problem is that the whole thing is set up
and
run
to.
By other lawyers.
Yes.
So why would they want to get rid of
and
that
I found
process?
That out. Robert, I found that out firsthand because I was like, look, I'm fine. The guy's a little messed up. I can handle this myself. I'm bummed. The car's totaled. It was going to cost like $7,000 to fix. The car wasn't worth that. As much as I wanted to just fix it, I didn't have the money to do that either. Whatever. I called the insurance company and I'm like, look, just pay me the car amount. Pay my bills. And they were like, no, Mr. Gerard, we're not going to do that. We don't know if that's what really happened. I said, okay, what do you think happened exactly? Because just by sheer math, if you're saying it was my fault, there would have been a 7-car pileup and 9 people going to the hospital.
Yeah.
But because that wasn't the case, because we have proof that I was clearly in the intersection with my car turned around 180 degrees because it was hit going 35 miles an hour just behind the driver's side rear quarter, flipped my car around.
Yeah.
That clearly states that your insured, Mr. Insurance Man, ran a red light and hit me. Okay, well, that's really just your word against his.
Okay.
All right. So what's the process here? So we gotta just lawyer it up and go for it, Mr. Gerard. I can't tell you how to deal with it. Oh, by the way, what is it that you said happened again? And they try to trick you.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, I have a recorded statement with the police, and I have a recorded statement with my insurance company. If you want that statement, I'm sure you can get it. That's number one. Number two, go fuck yourself. You'll be hearing from my lawyer. So then I got a lawyer
yeah.
on the case who kind of was dragging his feet going on a few months. I then call myself their insurance company just to see what the hell's going on. How long is it going to take?
Are you called their insurance or correct. Yours?
Correct. Yeah. Oh, no, theirs. And they're like, well, Mr. We can't talk to you. We can only talk to your lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay, got that. All right. Okay, so then I call my lawyer and I'm like, so what's happening exactly? His quote to me, the wheels of justice move slow, Mr. Gerard. They wow. move very slow. I said, okay, so in the meantime,
yep.
what is it that I can do? Because right now I'd like to sue the man for $145,000, which is about... I'm like, I can't go to a job right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I'm losing work. I'm losing a lot of things. I'm fucking down and out because of this situation.
Sure.
So we're putting a lawsuit together for $250,000, right?
It's going there up. You go. It's going up. Hundreds of dollars every time.
So we're just wow. going to hit him with $500,000 lawsuit?
Yeah. All happening? Right. Okay.
One of the things about being friends with Brian that's a blessing and a curse is his use for hyperbole or his use of hyperbole. Hyperbole is when you fluff up, like you overinflate, like, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Exaggerate.
I like to call it more dramatic flair.
Well, it is a dramatic flair.
Hyperbole is dramatic flair, right?
I don't believe you think? So. Yeah.
Flowery language or something.
The boat's rocking.
Sometimes he'll do it and he'll be like, I'm suing for $500,000. And I'm like, really? Oh my God.
That's
and I'll
great.
Take that for yeah. like a week. And then later he'll be like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm not
suing crazy? For why would I sue for that? So,
but the point being, yes, you're right. The only way to get things moving is to then take that action.
I'm curious as to why your insurance company didn't do the litigation.
Simple answer.
Because they're supposed to.
Simple answer. And it's 100% my fault. I did not have comprehensive coverage of my insurance policy.
Don't applaud. Do not applaud.
Don't applaud that. That is a lesson that I learned.
You always pay.
Okay.
And the lesson to the world
Tell
at large.
Tell everyone, this is the lesson.
Do not just get bare minimum insurance. I had an old car. I was like, well, I don't need tons of insurance on it. What I didn't realize was ultimately, especially in the state of California, specifically in the city of Los Angeles, you will get into an accident.
Yeah.
It's almost 100% guarantee.
Yeah.
You got to be fully insured up. Pay the extra money for your insurance because ultimately then you deal with the situation I was in. Had I had full comprehensive coverage and collision and all that shit on my car, yes, they would have dealt with it.
You know what the other option is? For people who don't believe that, take that money that you'd be paying for your comprehensive insurance, your coverage, and put it into another account.
Sure.
That's going to be harder to do.
Or just pay the insurance.
Yeah,
I would say pay the insurance.
Most of nobody.
You're not going to take 50 bucks a month. What is it? An extra $50 a month?
Yeah, well, you set it up that your bank can do it. Your bank can do
it. But even then,
it
wouldn't have been worth it. An extra $50 a month over 5 years, whatever. Just get the insurance. Just get the insurance. And that's why insurance companies are huge conglomerate companies in our country. Because they deal with this shit all the time. Pay the $1,500 a year, $2,000 a year, whatever it is, to be fully insured, no matter what kind of car you drive. Now, okay, so lesson learned, all that plays out. I finally get a few bucks. I've spent the last couple weeks trying to find a car, which is a whole nother.
I've gone on some sojourns with him.
Well, yeah, at one point you were interested in getting a VW.
Which I went and test drove 4 of them.
Thank God you didn't get that.
Really? Why are you against that? Because I thought it was a really cool, like, project car.
Exactly.
But that's probably the reason why.
That's exactly.
Because you can't rely on a project car.
No, and I'm just not in a position to and I will have, one day I will have one of those. That's one of the cars that's on my list of cars to have. And own,
saw one today. It's beautiful. A little black bug, polished up.
Exactly
nice.
What I would
it's
have.
Really, really great.
But
black and chrome.
But it's got to be modified. It's got to be kind of pimped out, and you got to have to. And it can't be a primary source of transportation.
Okay. No. So what else did you test out?
So then I started driving around a bunch of BMWs.
Yeah.
Mid '90s BMWs, and that's what I settled on.
Yeah.
I got a '94 BMW.
'94 is in the window. I was just talking to a guy last night who's a mechanic, and he said that from like '96 to 2004, BMW was crap. They were making shit.
Yeah.
So in that little window there.
Literally that window. Like, and specifically from 92 to 96 is when they were killing it.
Mm.
And I wonder what was going on.
And they've started again now.
They started around now. Well, because Audi was really just
putting
them out of business.
Heels.
So, okay. Well, that's interesting. What describe this car
to us. It's a 1994 318i. Literally the most, it will be the most conservative car that I will ever own. It's a Honda Accord, just a BMW.
Mm.
It's a four-door sedan, bulletproof engine.
Mm. Bulletproof.
Wow. Bulletproof.
You, we can test you, that later. It's,
there's a big Superman symbol on the engine. It's
really?
Good on gas. It's like it's a car. It's a basic.
So you're driving a car that has a Superman logo on the hood.
Do you have a gun?
Several.
Greg
did
wants
you?
One.
I do. I really do.
I think that there's an all points bulletin out
for
to
what?
Never sell a gun to you.
Really?
I think so.
When you got hit by the 80-year-old drunkard, did
oh
you,
my god,
he was drunk.
Did you want? No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was fucked up. I saw him. He was barely able to walk.
Because I it happened in his intersection down the street. I
he
called Greg.
He was 80 years old and drunk.
He was spewing whiskey out of his breath.
He wasn't drunk, but he was 80.
Did you call the cops?
Every cops were there. Fire department was there. The whole nine.
He called Greg Hoyt, too. He called me.
Were you a material witness in this case?
No. Was I?
Well, you got there after the fact. There's any shit you can do after you showed up.
Well, you can describe.
Here's the other element that was an amazing.
The drunk man.
The other amazing element of this whole thing.
Yeah.
So this guy ran the red light.
Yeah.
Everyone stopped. Clearly, if I had to go through a court of law and defend that it was him, like the judge would be like, yes.
You got tons of
had I run the red light, there would have been a nine-car pileup.
Right.
It wasn't. It was he hit me in the middle of this intersection. Of all the cars that were in that intersection, you know what happened when the light turned green?
They
fucking went.
Yes.
So I have no witnesses. There was nobody that stuck around and was like, hey, are you all right? I saw what happened. Let me write a little statement. That's another thing that if you get into an accident, who saw that? You
yeah.
see that? You don't go anywhere. You get their statement. Even if it's now where everyone's got iPhones, videos,
record it.
Record their statement.
I just saw an accident
last night. That alone
will
help. That will, because if I had that, that also would, I think, sped the process up. But because I didn't have, it was, they were able to play the my word against his word because there was no eyewitness.
I would literally whip out my iPhone and put it in video mode and videotape someone saying, my name is this, and this is what just happened. And I would just go around taping statements.
And that was the other no-no to Daffy, was that I had no witnesses.
Wow.
And I literally went up to the guy. First and foremost, sir, are you okay? Yeah, what happened? I said, sir, you ran the red light, and you were 3 seconds away from landing in my lap, sir.
What did he say?
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. I said, sir, are you looking at the intersection right now? Had I run the red, if I'm the only one who ran the red light, why is it that you and I are the only ones dealing with this accident, and the other five people that have pulled into the intersection are weaving around the carnage that is left of our cars right now?
Hey,
at that point, the cops were showing up,
yeah.
And they separated us.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You okay?
I'll be all right.
Jesus.
All I'm saying is he shouldn't have had that homeboy.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be driving.
Were you scared?
No, I don't get scared. A little bit. Wasn't scared. I was a little shaken, though.
We'll say, so after the incident occurred,
I was shaken.
Were you thinking
about... I was
about,
in shock.
Did you call your loved ones and say, I love you?
Luckily, I do that every day.
Why don't you ever call me?
Huh?
Do you get any calls, Greg?
Mm-hmm. They're typically for rides. favors.
Well, now you won't be getting that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
So you're in love with your car, huh?
My new one?
How long have you had it, the new one? You're looking at your watch.
5 hours.
Wow.
You guys are in the honeymoon phase right now.
Well,
picked it up at
we'll
3
see.
O'clock.
Right. Was this Craigslist purchase?
100% Craigslist, private seller. Was a family man guy.
Yeah.
He's a sound designer, actually, for Warner Brothers.
He's a family man.
He's a family man. He's a good man.
I'm a good man. I'm a family man.
And
you
must
believe me as I tell you about this car.
He owned the car for 13 years.
I met him. His name was Jim.
Jay.
Exactly.
Good.
My name is Jay.
It's a good shape
for the car.
Man.
But again, I just, like, I needed a car. I need to get back into the, like, I need to get back in the swing set here.
You'll believe me when I tell you that I'm a family man.
This car may not get you into the swing set, but it will certainly get your kids into the swing set safely at the park.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope
this
soon.
Is a BMW 318i. It's a four-door sedan with a bulletproof engine.
My name is Jim. I'm a family man.
Jay.
Oh, Jay, I'm sorry.
Hello, my name is Jim Jay. I'm a family man, and you'll believe me when I say that this 318i BMW is a bulletproof machine of wrecking proportions.
Just look at the Superman logo on the engine. My name is Jay.
My name is Jim Jay.
And I'm a family man.
You'll know that you can trust me when I tell you that I'm a family man.
So what color is this car? You didn't even describe it that
way. It's red with a pink stripe down the side.
A pink
lightning. Hello, my name is Jim Jay. And you can trust me when I tell you that I'm a family man. You're looking at a BMW 318i. Mm. It is red with a pink stripe down the side, and it is bulletproof. This car is actually bulletproof. I drove it on a tour to Afghanistan.
It is a sedan, a family sedan.
Sedan.
Did you really think you were going to die when you were in the accident? What happened?
No. My first thought
was... It's too fast,
right? My first thought was like, shit, I think that's it for my car.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized, it hasn't been an easy year this past year, because without a vehicle in Los Angeles specifically,
yeah,
life is difficult.
Yeah, it is.
So coming back to it. Hopefully.
So the gas mileage on this thing is like
is really good. It's a smaller engine. It's not an M series BMW. It doesn't growl. It's a very basic car. Like I said, it will be the most conservative car I ever own.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get into a point where I can go and buy a totally impractical car again.
Mm-hmm. That's a family man's car.
It's a family man's car.
I'm Jim Jay, and you can believe me when I tell you that I'm a family man. You're looking at a 4-door BMW 318i. It's pink. With a red stripe down the left quadrant. And this is a bulletproof engine, Brian. I want you to trust me.
On behalf of Jim Jay, Robert Scheid, Greg Hoyt, and myself, Brian Gerard, we are the Scheid Show.
My name is Jim Jay, and as you can see from the baby seat in the back seat of this car,
it's a family car.
And we're all safe.
Because I'm a family man.
I'm a family man. You can believe me when I tell you that.
Understand the things I say. Don't turn away.